This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. An area north of Red Feather Lakes near George and Cornelius Creek is closed while the U.S. Forest Service works to remove an invasive trout species. Greenback cutthroat trout are listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, but they've been overrun by non-native fish like brook trout and brown trout. All non-greenbacks will need to be removed before reintroduction can begin. The agency says it's also detected a parasite that's deadly to the species. Some creeks and nearby roads will be closed through Thursday. The Federal Food and Drug Administration has formally approved Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The move replaces last year's emergency use authorization. The Pfizer vaccine is the first COVID-19 vaccine to get full review by the U.S. regulator. Dr. Kurt Poppenfuss, an ER doc and public health officer in rural Cheyenne County, thinks the approval might help encourage the unvaccinated, but not as much as something else.
What really picked up interest in vaccinations now in our small community is when somebody healthy basically died in a few days from Delta variant, unvaccinated. That's the most powerful. You better get your vaccine.
The approval puts the vaccine on par with other marketed vaccines. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Biden administration is launching a review of the environmental and financial ramifications of coal leasing on public lands. The Interior Department will look at coal's impacts on air quality and its contributions to climate changes, as well as whether the royalty rates companies pay are fair. Colorado has 6 mines, employing around 1,100 people, according to the state. This is CPR News and KRCC. Fort Collins is at 88 degrees.